We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Shnei Achim Nesun Shtei Achoyos. A simple case. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Umeis Echad Mehem. And one of them dies. Let's say Reuven dies. And Reuven's wife is Shimon's wife's sister. So Umeis Echad Mehem. Va'acha kach Umeis Ishtel Shel Sheni. And then afterwards, Shimon's wife dies. And the question is, now could Shimon do Yibum now? When Reuven died, Shimon couldn't do Yibum at that point because he was still married to Leah. And Rachel is his wife's sister. So Rachel is disqualified from Yibum. But now, what happened? Shimon's wife died. Leah died. So now, Rachel's falling to Reuven. Reuven's falling to Shimon. And not falling, whatever. Now he's mutter to Shimon. Could you do Yibum? The Gemara says no. The Mishnah says no. Arezu asura alav elamis. The law is that she is usher to him forever. Why? Since it was Nesra love Shachas, therefore the law is that she is usher to him. Since she was usher with Shasta Pila, she's usher now as well. That's what the Mishnah teaches us. The Mishnah teaches us in a case where there only are two brothers, and really when Reuven died, this latest woman was not ready to even at all because Shimon's wife is alive. And now, even though Shimon's wife dies, the law is that it's also a love of lovers. The Gemara has a kasha on this. Zok the Gemara, Pshita. We have a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that says a very similar case. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph is a case like this. There are three brothers, two of them married two sisters, and a third one, let's say Levi, is married to someone else. And what happens is, Reuven dies, Levi does Yibum to Reuven's wife, and then Shimon's wife dies, and then Levi dies. So in this case, when Shimon's wife dies, before Levi dies. So when Levi dies, this new wife of his, which is Eshes Reuven, falls to Shimon. And Shimon doesn't have a wife then by then. It's not his wife's sister anymore. So is it mutter there? So the Mishnah says there, even there it's Aser. Why? Because since one time when it fell to Yibum, it was she was Aser to Shimon. Why? Because she was his wife's sister. So it becomes like an Eshes Ach Shiyesh Labanim. And the law is that it's Nesra. So that case is a bigger chiddush. Why is that case a bigger chiddush? Because in that case, when the first time that his wife became available, before Levi dies, when Reuven dies, his wife was Royu Leibum, but only by Levi, not by Shimon. So maybe then you would say it's not like such a Nesra, it doesn't become an Eshes Ach Shalabanim because she was mutter to Yibum at that time. She was Yibum to Levi. And still there we say Nesra to Shimon. So of course in this case say Nesra to Shimon. That's the Gemara's kasha. Pshita. Hashta, madach, we have a Mishnah already. Ma hosom, the loy mitchayim, hai beisel gamri. In the Mishnah on Daf Lamed, where when Reuven dies, his wife, in that nefila, does not get disqualified from Yibum legamri. Why? Because mutter to Yibum to Levi at that point. Still amrit loy, we say no, she becomes usher to Shimon forever. Like Eish Yachash Levanim. Kol shekein tana haka the kamitcha mahay beis legamri like kol shekein haka the kamitcha mahay beis legamri like kol shekein. Here, when Reuven dies, she's disqualified from Yibum legamri. Why? Because there's no other person here. So of course over here it's Nasser. Of course here it comes to Shach Shavonim. What's the Hava mean here? When Shimon's wife dies now, she becomes mutter. Here she was disqualified from the whole parasha Yibum. Malach and last mishnah she wasn't disqualified because Levi was still around. The halacha is that it's good. Here, of course, it's disqualified. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tana, ha Tana Bereisha. First, the Tana said, this case, where here it's Pashut, she's disqualified from Yibum, because when Reuven died, she was Shimon's wife's sister. She was his Achai's sister. Vahach, and the Mishnah of Lamed, where there, when Reuven dies first, Levi's alive, and is going to Yibum to Levi also, and then Levi does Yibum, then when Shimon's wife dies, Levi dies after that. So there you can hear that's Takam Mutter. That's the only thing that's Mutter. Because the Maisa, the first Tefillah wasn't Eish Shachas Labanim, Yesh Labanim, why? Because she had a din of Yibum at least to Levi. Then Levi married her. Now, the time Levi dies, Shimon's wife is not alive anymore. So maybe that case would be Mutter. Takam thought it was Mutter. Vachaz the Terror, Vashari said it was Mutter. Vahod the Chaz the Surah. Afterwards, the Tana changed his mind, held it was Asr. And since it was geshmak for him, that halacha, that it came to him through a shak of atari, first he thought it was mutter, then it became aser, So Akdama, he put it first in the Mishnayos. Well, Mishnah is also Mekayim. This Mishnah, he didn't take out of its place. We had a similar idea before by something else. Balkapodim, Echadam, you're right. This Mishnah is not really a Chiddush. After you know, last Mishnah is not a Chiddush. Why does this repeat it? Because the story was that Tana first wasn't sure about that first halacha. And therefore, at first he said this halacha, which was clear. That halacha he thought was mutter. And when he changed his mind, he wanted to say that Mishnah first because it's more Geshmak, a bigger Chiddush. And then afterwards, he didn't move this Mishnah from its place. So Akapodim, the halacha is that's Nesra in both cases. And we had before, actually, in Aflamid, Meira, they added on another case in Nesra, even there's Nesra, in a case where Shimon's wife dies before Levi even does Yibum. And there, even that case, still Nesra, Ayin Sham, there's a third formulation of this case. Akapodim, the halacha is, if the Shas Nefila, a certain woman is Aser B'Yibum to this brother, it's Aser La'olam, it's Nesra Elamis, in any case, that's what comes after the Gemara before, and that's what comes after two Mishnayos. Zog the Gemara Vaita, a brand new Gemara. And this Gemara is now going to discuss Ein Issachal Issa. We're going to learn the sugya of Ein Issachal Issa for the next 2-3 blat. And it starts over here, till after Daf Lamed Aled, we'll talk about Ein Issachal Issa. Tanu Rabbanan, Ba Aleha, let's say in a case where Shimon's wife is alive, Reuben dies, and Reuben's wife falls to Shimon, or in a case where Reuben didn't even die. Reuben, that will be the case over here. Reuben's wife, when Reuben and Shimon are both alive, Reuben and Shimon are two sisters, when Reuben's alive, Reuben's wife to Shimon, what Isser is that? Reuben's wife to Shimon. So there's two Issurim. One Isser is Achois Ishtai. Another Isser is Eishes Ach. There are two Issurim. There are two Issurim over here. And after Reuben dies, those two Asurim are still here. The two Asurim are still here after Reuben dies. Why? Because the actually when Reuben's alive, there are three Asurim. Eshish, Eshishach, and Chayisisha. When Reuben dies, no Eshishish anymore, but there's still Eshishach and Chayisisha. Why is there Eshishach? Because no Het Yibum called Tza'erva. So when Reuben dies, his wife is also the Shimon for two Asurim. First of all, Eshishach and Chayisisha. What's the halacha if Shimon goes ahead and marries Reuben's wife? Reuben dies and marries Reuben's wife. How many Isurim was he over? So that's the discussion over here. Tana Rabbanan. Ba'aleha chayev aleha m'shem eish yisach m'shem achayis isha. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that if Reuben dies and Shimon goes ahead and does, you know, quote unquote, Yibum to Reuben's wife, he's chayev two Isurim. First of all, eish yisach, and second of all, achayis ishtai. The two Isurim on her. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon ha'im eini chayev aleha m'shem eish yisach b'vad. The only chayev is eish yisach. But Achos Isha is not Chal, because he holds in Issa Chal Issa. So therefore, only Eish Yisach and not Achos Isha. Freit the Gemara about Tanya M'shim Noyme, Ein Echayev M'shim Achos Isha. Bilvad is the opposite. It says Ein Issa Chal Issa, right. It says only Chayev M'shim Achos Isha. So which one is it? Gemara says, Vay Kasha, very simple, Vay Kasha. Kanchenos Achai, Vachanos Ameis. The Chai is Shimon, and the Meis is Reuven. So, Kanchenos Achai, where Shimon married first, so then, let's say Shimon married Leah, right? Rachel becomes Asa to her, to him, al Achayis Ishtai. Afterwards, Reuben marries Rachel. So then what happens second? Eish Yisach. So in that case, which one is Chal? Only Achayis Isha, because Ein Issa Chal Issa. So look, Asha, Kanche Nosa Chai, was Shimon married first, then Reuben marries, then the only Issa is Achayis Isha, because the Eish Yisach happens second. Kan, Shinosa Meis, Vachon Nosa Chai, but when Nosa Meis, V'achon Nosa Chai, there is the opposite case. That Nosa Meis means that first Reuven married Rachel and became also to Shimon as Ishach, and then Shimon married Leah and became also Achayis Ishach. So there, since Ein Issa Chal Issa, all you have is Eish Yisach. That's the Torah of Shimon. It's very simple. Ein Issa Chal Issa depends what happened first. That's very good. So Rabbi Yosi Pashas, why is Rabbi Yosi all the Chai for two? Because he holds Eish Yisach al Isser, that's Pashas Pshat Rabbi Yosi. Pray to Gemara, Rav Shimon, let me ask you a question. Rav Shimon, Heche the Nosa Meis, Vacha Nosa Chai, where the Meis married first, Reuben married first, right? And then Shimon marries. Which Isser is it? Is it Achayis Isha? No, it's only Eishach. Ein Yisach al Isser means that whatever happens first is first. Now, if Reuben marries first, what's the halacha? Reuben married the sister first. Shimon not married any sister. What's the halacha? It's only Eishach, it's not Achayis Isha. Right? Not Achayis Isha until he marries the sister. So Reuben married. This is pashto chesbon gemara. We have Enes Chalisa. Okay, we have Issa first and Enes Chalisa. If Reuben marries Rachel, Shimon's not married. He's single. Why is Shimon married to Rachel? Only because Eish is Ach, not because of a Chayis Isha. It's not his wife yet. So that was the case. And then afterwards he married a Chayis Isha. What does Reb Shimon say? Enes Chalisa. All you have is Eish is Ach. That's what Reb Shimon said. So in that case, why can't you do Yibum? Why can't you do Yibum in that case? All is Eishach. Eishach is Mutter, but Makim Yibum. So even if he marries afterwards Leah, but before Reuben died, well, so what? It's not Chalach Eishach. It's already Osset him out. So Eishach. So the Kashi is fear of Shimon and Eishach Alisa. Do Yibum. But Rab Shimon, Heche, the Nasa makes, means Reuben married to Eishach Nasa Chai, Kibim the Eishach Eishach Loi Chayel, Tisyavim Yevume, let him be Miyavim, let him be Miyavim his wife, let him be Miyavim Reuben's wife. Why? Because all is Eishach. So what's going on? What's Shabbat for Rav Shimon? You can't do Yibum by Achayis Ishto. Amar Rav Ashi, Isser Achayis Isha, Mitla Tala V'Kay. The halacha is, that even though Ein Isser Chal Isser, it's here still. And it's Mitla Tala V'Kay. It's hanging there, ready to be available when it becomes available. So, Ipaka Isser Eish Yishach, if the Eish Yishach falls off, let's say through the Din of Yibum, right away, Asi Isser Achayis Isha V'Chayel. The hilchah loy paka, and therefore the issa eishach does not come off. Like Rashi explains, since it's oimid, it's muchan and oimid to be chal, it's ready to be chal. Therefore, there's a p'tur yibum on that also. It's like the just like there's a p'tur erva of p'tur erva, the p'tur erva of chayzishta, even though it's not here yet, since it immediately will happen when the brother dies, when the eishach falls off. So therefore, it's ki'ilu, there's an erva here, and there's no hetta yibum. Hetta yibum, no makim erva. Here it's called makim erva. Why? Because the minute Reuben dies, the Achayis Isha will come in. And that is Chal, that will happen, so therefore, it's Pater Mida Yibim. So that's the Pshat why you Pater Yibim. Therefore, the Eishach does not fall off, and Yechayim Shem Eishach Taka, like Rashi speaks out. Yechayim Shem Eishach, when Hecha, the Nasa, Meis, Vach Nasa Chai, is Taka, only Yechayim Shem Eishach, because the Achayis Isha is not Chal, and the Eishach does not come off, because the Isra Achayis Isha is ready to be Chal. So that's Pshat and Rav Shimon, and in it's Chal Isra. Because so,
brother,
what?
If there's another brother, you wouldn't have so bad.
Why?
Because
so learn about Meisim in a second. Yeah, we'll learn about Meisim in a second. But now we're going according to Rav Shimon Olds, Ein Yisachal Isser, and it sounds like in every case like that. Yeah, so very good. So it's Meisim here. So now, you have your Rav Shimon, if Shimon marries Reuben's wife, which is the Ovi before? Which it depends. Depends which was first. If it's first, if Reuben married first, then it's Eishach. If Shimon married first, then it's a Chayis Isha. Very good. So the Gemara, what's Rav Rav Yesi? So he said, Rav Yesi probably is, because he goes Issachalis. He says, Chayiv Shtayim, right? Rav Yesi says, Chayiv Shtayim. So what's Rav Yesi? Issachalis. So Rav Yesi, Issachalis. But I went to the Braisa, Ovar Aveira, Sheyesh by Shtei Misais. If someone's Ovar Aveira, they have two Misais. For example, he married his mother-in-law, who is a Eishas Ish. His mother-in-law, who is married. So the halacha is, yinidam bechamura. What does that mean? That the halacha is, eishes ish, the einish for someone who is baal, eishes ish, is chenek. The one who is baal, chamoisoy, on his mother-in-law, is sreifa. So the sreifa is always considered more chamur than chenek. So the Tanakhama says, if someone is over this aveira, that is baal, on his chamoisoy that's married, he gets the more chamur de gemisa, which is sreifa. Sounds like both achal. You just get the Muhammad to go on. Rabbi Yisrael, no, nidum azikar rishayna ba'alav. You get the misa for the one which the issa happened first. Betanya, ketzar Rabbi Yisrael nidum azikar rishayna haba'alav chamaisai nasis eishesish. If someone his shviger is a shviger, and then she was single when she became a shviger, she was almana when this person married her daughter, and then she got married. So the halacha is that nidam v'chamaisa. Then he gets sreifa. Why? Because what happened first? Chamaisa. And if it's the opposite way, eishes ish nas chamaisa. If she was an eishes ish, then she became his mother-in-law, which means she was married, and then he married his daughter. Nidam eishes ish. Then you get chenek. What do you see, Klal from Rabbi Yosi? He goes zikur rishayna, which means einis echalisa. So what's going on over here? We just said pshat over here that by Reuben and Shimon who married sisters, if Shimon's baal, Reuben's wife, is chayiv too, eishach chayis according to Rabbi Yosi. Why? We said both is surah machal, and here it says clearly, ein eishachal eishas, what's pshat? Dr. Gemara, Omar, Rabbi Avohu, moide Rabbi Yosi, be'isse meisif. Rabbi Avo is Maida, Rabbi Yesi is Maida, but Issim Maisa. That means really Rabbi Yesi holds in Issachal Issa, a regular classic case. But it's Maida by Issim Maisa, that Issachal Issa. What does Issim Maisa mean? Issim Maisa means that if the Chaticha, that's Usr, becomes Usr to even things that were mutter to it till now, that's called Issim Maisa. So here the Chaticha is, let's say, in our case, by Ishisach, is this wife. Reuven's wife is a Chaticha Shal Yisuru. Okay? She's a Chaticha Shal Yisuru. So now when Shimon marries Rachel, when Shimon marries Leah, Rachel becomes Aser to Shimon only as a Chayis Ishtar. So we have here Rachel. Rachel's only Aser to one person right now, to Shimon. When Reuven goes ahead and marries Rachel, now all the other brothers are also now. So Rachel, who's the Chavs of Shal Yisura, the Chatich of the Yisura, we'll call it the Chatich, the piece of Isser, becomes also not only on Shimon, becomes also on all the brothers. Because, it's Eshazach. So therefore, it's Chal also got with Shimon Eshazach. Because Isser Moisif. When the Chatich gets Surum to more people, to more things, to more people, then the luck is, it's Chal also Lagabi, the person who is also already. That's Isser Moisif. So we're saying Pshat, when we have to Cheshmer, it's Pshat and everything, but first we're starting with that. It said, Yichai Pe Eshazach, and Achayis Isha. So the case is where Isser Moisif, because first Shimon married the sister, so Rachel became Aser, and then Reuben married Rachel, and Rachel became Aser, and all the brothers. Some of Hashem speak out, it has to be had all the brothers. But some say, even without having brothers, this is possible to be Moisif and all the brothers, when all the brothers born, that's not called Isser Moisif. Back upon him, it's Isser Moisif. And so what's Pshat in the, if you're learning how it's Isser Moisif, and really that's the only reason why, That's really in his chalas. That's why only by Moisef is he Moida. So the case, let's go to the case in the bottom of Lama Bezman Aleph, where the case, which Misa do you get? By the Chamoisa of Eish Zish. So Lachaira, if you first become Chamoisa, then Eish Zish, Lachaira, it's Moisef. Because Eish Zish now is Moisef on the whole world. So why there isn't it Chal? So the Torah says about it is Chal. It is Chal Issa. The Eish Zish. But what? You know why you get like the Zikr Rishonim there? You get Sreifa? Because when it's Chal, it's not Mevatel the first Issa, it's Moisef the first Issa. But you still get Idlim and Chamura. So Pshat in the bottom of Amid, which says Zikr Rishonim is, if you're Eish Zish first and then Chamoisai, so you only get Chenek. You know why? Because Chamoisai was a Moisef. If you Chamoisai first, then Eish Zish, you're right, Eish Zish is Chal. But you still get Idlim and Chamura. Why? Why Idlim and Chamura? Because they're both here. That's the Pshat. But back to our case of Reuben and Shimon, so there we say that it's a Moisef, therefore it's Eish Zach and Chayiz Isha. Right, the Gemara, that's Tenech good, Heche the Nasa Chai, Vacha Nasa Meitz. That's only good if the Chai married first, which means first Shimon married his wife and it became also his wife's sister, and then Vacha Nasa Meitz, then Reuven married his wife's sister. So Migu de Toysev Issa Gavi Achim, since when Reuven married this Rachel, she became also all the brothers, Toysev Issa Gavi, they also became also on Shimon also. There's Issa Moisef. But when Reuven married first and became Eish Zach and everyone, and afterwards Shimon married the sister, so how is Achayis Isha Chal? It's not Moisef. My Issa Moisef Ika. There's no Issa Moisef. The Chitim, you'll tell me, it's not Issa Moisef. You're right. But maybe there's something called Issa Koil. What does Issa Koil mean? Issa Moisef means on the Chaticha that was Mutter to one person, or mut to other people, and us to one person, it's Moisef Issa, and other people come us to that. That's Issa Moisef. Issa Koilel means that the Isser is Chal, this same shame Isser is Chal on other things, and that will be Geirer, this Isser as well. So here, by when Shimon makes a Kedushin, or marries Rachel's sister, so when he marries Leah, it becomes Aser to other sisters of Leah. So that's it's a Koil. Since he's Aser to other sisters of Leah, that will be Koil, the sister of Rachel also. That's called Koil. It's not Moisef, because Rachel didn't become more Aser than anyone. Just Leah made around her more Aserim, and that could include Rachel through Koil. So that's a Shail of Koil. So let's read it inside. It may be Migu that now Shimon's also in other sisters. So then it should be also in Rachel as well. Hi Issa Koilu, and Rav Meir doesn't hold Issa Koilu, right? Rav Yesi doesn't hold Issa Koilu now. Assuming Rav Yesi does not hold Issa Koilu. That's Akasha. Maybe he holds the Koilu. He doesn't hold the Koilu now. Later on, the Gemara he does hold the Koilu. Right now, he does not hold the Koilu. So what's Pshat over here? So basically, we're back shver. We had here a brice on the bottom of the Dalam Beis that's mevuya enes chal isa, because it says if you first have a ish sish, then chamoisa it's not chal. So we had a kasha. There it says enes chal isa, and by ish sach and chayisa it says it is chal. So we want to try the teretz of moisif, but that only works one way. Only works one way. Only works in the way where the nasa chai, which Shimon married first, and then Ruvay married. But the other way is no isa moisif. So it's back shver the stiru. So zok the gemara avadi holds enes chal isa. Elam Rava, what he means when he says Eishes Ach and Achayis Isha Chayiv Mishum both of them, you know what it means? It doesn't mean Chayiv Achatas. That's not what it means. Elam Rava Mala Ani Alav Keilu Asu Shtayim. It's Keilu the two Averis. Ve'en Chayiv Alachas. Only Chayiv One. V'chein Ki Asu Rava Rabbi Yechon Mala Ani Alav Keilu Asu Beis. Ve'en Chayiv Alachas. Only Chayiv One. My Nafkamina. So what does it mean? V'chleikas Rabbi Yosi Yom Shimon. If Keilu Yichayiv Two, you might say Chayiv Alachas. Who cares? Like Keilu. You know what Nafkamina is? Mara says. Nafkamina l'koyr ben shom gemurim. Rashi explains, and with maybe Tosis going like Tosis also, that there's a special place to bury shom gemurim, like where you bury the neharogim, the nechkokim, the neskalim, the shrafim, different of the chayiv misvezdim, a special place of kvaros. So for a shom gemurim, a special place of kvaros. Nafkamina is a chayiv two. He did two esurim. There's a special place of kvaros for him. He has a special section for the people who do two averes. But avada, they're both not chal gavi chiv chatas. It's only chal both here, they're both in the world. The gavi lekvar of shom gemurim. And what does Rav Shimon hold? So the chalikas of shayim have what Rav Shimon holds. Either Rav Shimon holds that there's no such thing as burying Rasham gemurim because of two esurim, or he holds the second is takin chal at all. That's the two ways of learning Rav Shimon. But upon him, we're coming out that Rav Yosi takin holds in isa chal iser. He's maybe he's made of isa meisif, but here one case wasn't isa meisif. Therefore, it's only regarding Lekhoivrai Bain Rishon Gemurim.